Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
11 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first half. Purdue 19, Wisconsin 13.
And right now, defensively for Wisconsin, they're really struggling with the high ball screen Purdue's running. And Zach Edey's involved in that. So if you're the big, you're trying to read, how active can I be and aggressive am I pressing up on Zach Edey, yet still showing some support for the guard coming off of that screen? And I think that's the biggest thing right now if you're Wisconsin. You've got to talk between guard and big as far as what needs to happen in those situations. You got to, if you're the guard, fight over it. But if you're not over that, you get sometimes, you know, picked off. That big's got to show a little bit earlier that the Purdue guard hesitates a little bit, gives the guard enough time to get in front, which then gives the big enough time to get back to Zach Edey.
That's what you pointed out in the Indiana game. You just think of the defender up front, but you got to have help. You got to know you have help and trust it at the back, and at times that doesn't happen, and it's easy for fans and a lot of us in the media to kind of put the primary blame on the wrong guy, right?
Absolutely, And it's, you have to guard his five. Like, Purdue's too good. If you don't have the backside help, there's a reason that the whole league and the whole college basketball has gone to pick and roll action and ball screen action. It's because it's hard to guard. Because it does. You have to have five people engaged. If someone falls asleep, they're most likely going to score.
Braden Smith made the first free throw. The second rims out. Rebound secured by Stephen Crowell. 20-13 Purdue. 11-18 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Marcus Silver. A toss for Storr on the left side. Ethan Morton in the lineup now, defending Storr, who goes inside to Crowell. Feeds over for three. Left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Braden Smith. Quick lead feed, Lance Jones blows off the left wing in the lane and throws it up and in through some contact from Marcus Silver. Jones the bucket, the lead is 9 for the Boilermakers.
Yeah, pretty good bucket there by Jones. I thought Marcus Silver did a good job.
Storr, left foul line extended, flips it to Blackwell on the left wing, refeeds AJ at the top, left of the lane, the drive hanging, right-hander, no good, rebound ripped down by Mason Gillis of Purdue, outlet to Smith. Angles left to right. Braden Smith, the sophomore guard. What a jump he has made. He was good last year. He's been terrific this year. An inside feed to Edey, and he gets tied up. You had Crowell and Hepburn down there. And it's going to go against Big Stevie, and it will, and that's his second.
Well, that's where Steve getting that little foul with the drive from Smith, because he reached in there. That's one you can't pick up, especially when you're playing against Zach Edey, because you're going to get fouls like that. And that was a foul on Steve Crow. Like, it was.
Yeah, he's frustrated, but it was a foul. Nolan Winter in there for him now. Here's Smith, right side. Hepburn shadows. Rips it to Morton. Ethan Morton, spin move, stops left lane line, throws it out to Smith, darts it inside, caught by Edey. Turns right to the baseline off the double team. Now Smith, mid-range J, left side, off the rim, no, tipped up Edey, no. He got rooted out of there by Nolan Winter.
And they're going to look for a hook and hold here. That's exactly what they're going to review.
Yep. 10-12 left in the first half.
Zach Edey's over him. I don't think this is a hook and hold, man. He jumped over him. It's a box out.
In the strictest definition, though, that's what's going to be.
You're right. You know? I don't like it because when you look at the replay of it, Zach Edey, now Nolan Winter is backing up. And, okay, that's fine. I don't love the foul call because Zach Edey, but as soon as Zach Edey jumps and you keep backing underneath them, that's fine. But then it's a reaction. It's not – the hook and hold didn't start first.
Right.
The foul occurred, and then the hook and hold happened. Yes, there was a hook and hold there, but that was after the foul happened.
And that's what they're going to have to try to sort out here. Courtney Green and Terry Oglesby over there right now. They'll get John Gaffney to take a look. Looks like it's going to be a flagrant one here. Let's see.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah. There's this whole, you know, this rule change. You think back of the former Boilermaker Isaac Haas, right?
Yes.
And you know, the injury that the big man at the time for Purdue went through, and we saw this rule applied. in large part because of that.
And that's why, I mean, and I understand it because it's a dangerous thing.
Yes.
The way it happened in this, though,
And beyond that, beyond the flagrant, the two Badger bigs, Crowell and Winter, each with two fouls. Zach Edey will shoot a pair. He was 4 of 8 at the foul line in that first game against Wisconsin. He's had up and down ways. He's a good enough free throw shooter at better than 71%. He hits the first. But it's been a deal within this season where he has gone through foul shooting slumps. Unfortunately for the Badgers, he isn't really in one today. He does miss the second. He's 4 out of 5. 23-13 Purdue. 10-12 left in the first half. This is career start number 100 for Edey. Braden Smith, baseline right, lobs it inbounds to Mason Gillis at the top of the circle. Braden Smith may have taken one to the eye. Ethan Morton throwing to Smith, feeds Morton left side, 3 on the way, is short, rebound tipped in by Edey. And it's 25-13 Purdue with 9:55 left in the half.
There is a reason he's the national player of the year.
In line to be back-to-back. There's Chucky Hepburn, high screen from Wall. Chucky weaving, right foul line extended. Cuts off the wing, throws to Winter, rotates to Storr on the left side, and Winter not ready for the pass, looked up just in time, and now releases it to Blackwell, and a bailout foul there as the shot clock was starting to wind down. Good Lance Jones with his first. I was asking Greg Gard about Edey and what the Badgers coaches have seen with Edey's development. The obvious, he's such a big, strong guy, but just better feet. Really has improved in his career. Edey checks out right now. Hepburn against Caleb first. Left lane line as Chucky stops the block, pivots. And off balance shot, no good. Rebound, Winter had it, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue.
See, and I think Chucky's over-penetrating right now. He has a jump shot from about 10 feet available for him.
With the Badger bigs, Crowell and Wall in foul trouble, Greg Gard will be turning to Chris Hodges, who is appearing in his 8th game this season. Inbounds pass to Wall, shot clock at 5. Wall right of the lane, in the paint against first, with 2 to shoot, with 1 up right hand. Good. Tyler Wall with 4. 25-15 Purdue with 9:10 left in the first half.
With Zach Edey on the bench, now's the time you chip away at this. You've got to get a couple of stops first.
With the ball is Lance Jones on the left side. He'll bounce it to Kaufman Wren, left of the lane. Hodges, a sophomore out of Schaumburg, Illinois, on the coverage. Left shoulder turn, up right hand. Kaufman Wren, no good.
An offensive foul, yes.
Yeah, Wall got decked. And a foul coming up against the Boilermakers.
Caleb first.
6'10 junior out of Fort Wayne. These Purdue guys have really adjusted to the new roles well. First started 21 times last year. Ethan Morton was a starter, and the roles have changed. And they've handled it from afar, it seems like, really well. Here's Hepburn, stops right elbow, throws to Wall, gives it to Blackwell off the left wing to the foul line, squares up, jumper away, back rim. That's no good. Rebound, Braden Smith of Purdue. Busting up the floor. Up the middle front court. Taps the brakes. Fakes the 3. Feeds Kaufman Wren. Hands it back to Smith. He'll weave to the foul line. Jumper away is good. Braden Smith with 5. 27-15. The Boilermakers. 8:20 left in the first half. Tyler Wall out front. Feeds A.J. Storr. Curls off the left wing. Gets it to Hodges. He'll send it to Hepburn. Chucky to the foul line. Throws to Storr. Fires a 3 left side. Too long, no good. Long rebound, Tyler Wall. Second chance, Wisconsin. Wall skips it right side. Blackwell, baseline right. Into the paint. Blackwell low on the left. Goes up. Got blocked, but a foul. And John Blackwell, who was 9 out of 10 at the free throw line against Rutgers, will have free throws when play continues. Trey Kaufman-Wren picked up the foul. Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings. Then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 7:59 left in the first half. Purdue 27, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. Purdue 27, Wisconsin 15, 7:59 left in the first half. Darius Rucker is in the house today, Butchie. I'm not sure what the connection is other than Purdue's really good. It's a place to be. Get your guy Scott Dolphin, maybe fill us in. What's going on with Darius Rucker these days?
Try to figure that out. No question about it.
All right, just check.
I'll lean towards they're the third in the country, and it's amazing how that works.
That's right. Just watch an Iowa women's basketball game these days. The stars come out to watch the star in college basketball.
I'll say Taylor this. Clark. I'm glad he's here and watch the college basketball game, though. Give some love to the college game.
Absolutely.
Doesn't get nearly enough love, in my opinion.
I'm right there with you. It does now in the month of March.
Yeah, but it's because half the people haven't paid attention to it.
First free throw, no good for John Blackwell. So I think got some food on the line here.
Oh, yeah, chicken.
Both free throws.
Chicken.
Yeah.
What a great promotion.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Got a few of the schools in the Big Ten who do this. Blackwell is a really good free throw shooter. Breaks the hearts of those in attendance here at Mackey Arena as he calmly knocks down the free throw. Blackwell sits down. Kamari McGee is
in. But that's not just a student section. Like,
that's
the whole
everybody.
Place,
oh,
like,
yeah.
The whole place was standing for some chicken.
Hey, man, if it's
I could use some chicken
if it's
right
free,
now.
It's for me. I'll take three.
I know.
Here's Caleb first out front and a tough handoff for Fletcher Lawyer because he got fouled, they say. See who they did some traffic up there at the top of the key. I think they're going to get Chucky. And they are. It'll be his first. All right. That is 17 fouls against Wisconsin. So a 1-1
coming up. 7:47 left. And I understand there's fouls, but there's been a couple of them here been officiated pretty tightly, let's put it that way.
Fletcher Lawyer with the 1-1. He'll earn the bonus. He's an 84% free throw shooter. There are those who will tell you that, you know, Lawyer is a massive key to Purdue's postseason success.
Yeah, I'll be
Smith.
One of those guys.
Yeah, being Braden Smith, Lance Jones been big additions. Fletcher Lawyer, when he's right, he's awfully good. He hits both free throws. And now Miles Colvin will check in for Lance Jones.
And all you have to do is rewatch that Purdue-Illinois game.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those are big-time shots.
Big-time shots.
Here's Storr off the wing, loops into the lane. He goes up, gets hacked, and they're going to get the foul called there. 29-16 Purdue, 7:38 left in the first half.
Now, I'll say this. I was on the call for Northwestern Minnesota last night. The officiating, I thought, was March officiating. Mm-hmm. A little bit more physicality, finished through some contact. I thought it was a pretty good officiated game. This is a much tighter.
Yeah.
And this is where coaches and players get frustrated in March. Are you going to let us play physical, or are you going to call it tight? And both ways, because I'll be honest, I didn't think that was a foul on Purdue there.
No, it's interesting. I was listening, AJ, it's the first free throw, listening to on Sirius XM, the college sports channel, and, the Big 12, I think most people would tell you, is the best league this season.
Yes.
But those who cover the league, at least some of them, will tell you how physical it is and they let it go. And there's some people wondering out loud how that will translate in the NCAA tournament. And sometimes they're called tightly, sometimes not so much. Something worth watching as we proceed on into the tournament. Both free throws are good. 29-18 Purdue, 7:30 left in the first half. Braden Smith throwing to Fletcher Lawyer, inside to Zach Edey, back in there, backing on Crowell, left shoulder turn, and he scores it with a right hand.
Now you're seeing fouls play a little bit of a factor because Big Steve couldn't be nearly as physical as he wanted to, and that catch was way too low.
Crowell has two. Nolan Winter on the bench with two here. Storr baseline left, driving, hangs in the air, throws it out to McGee, left open, flips a three, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Kaufman Wren trying to tap it ahead. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin 1 of 9 from three. And against a team like Purdue that's got such a great interior presence, you're going to have to knock down some of those. It just hasn't been the case so far. Wisconsin only knocked down three last time they played Purdue as well.
Stephen Crowell throwing a wall left of the lane. Kaufman Wren, the second defender, a retreat from wall, flips it cross court for McGee, baseline right. He's caught up in the air. Now to Storr, tries a three left side. It's good. That's better. A.J. Storr with a triple, 31-21 Purdue. 6:40 left in the first half. Yeah, Wisconsin early in the season struggled from three and then had a big-time hot stretch. We mentioned over the last 10 games, just 31% for distance, but still 36% in Big Ten play are the Badgers. Smith goes into Edey, trying to split two defenders.
They're
going to call a foul here against Wisconsin. Greg Gard not thrilled as Wall picks up his first foul, and Zach Edey with 10 first-half points and 7 rebounds, 4 of 5 at the line, will step to the free-throw line yet again.
It looked awkward, and I see a walk right away, but I do think his foot stayed down.
Front end of the 1-1 is good for Edey.
This might be a 3-hour game.
Yeah, good. Well, there's that, we talk about the difficulty of officiating Purdue games. I mean, Edey, we talked about the number of foul shots he attempts per game, almost 11.
Yeah, 10.74 exactly.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. But he probably gets fouled another 8 to 10 times, right?
Yeah,
second free throw
sure.
is no good.
For sure.
Badgers clear the rebound. 32-21, the Boilermakers. 6:20 left in the first half. Hepburn off the crowd screen. Right of the circle. Now to Wall. Tyler in the paint. Couple of pumps. Can't get loose. Storr feeds Hepburn left of the circle. Chucky goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Kaufman Wren. Now Edey, the second defender. Shot clock at 10. A throw to Wall. Tyler pivots. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped. Gathered by Fletcher Lawyer of Purdue. Under 6 minutes left in the half. 32-21 the Boilermakers. Lawyer off the Edey screen. Another one from Kaufman Wren. Stops left wing. Taken away by A.J. Storr. Here comes Storr and he gets fouled. Yes, they are on A.J. Storr. As he was breaking away, the foul called on Kaufman Wren, and that's going to be his second. So a flagrant one there is going to the free throw line will be A.J. Storr. A.J. forcing that turnover.
And again, I know we've been critical early on here of the official both ways, right? Like I feel it's a little choppy.
Yep.
But again, it's a tough game, and the players are in it to officiate.
A.J. hit the first free throw. He is good with the second. 32-22 Purdue. 5:48 left in the half. Mason Gillis coming in for Kaufman Wren. Nolan Winter on the floor for Wisconsin, along with McGee, Hepburn, Wall, and Storr. Miles Colvin in the lineup. Dad played football for the Boilermakers back in the 90s. There's Kamari McGee at the top. Feeds Hepburn left side. Works baseline. Hannah back out the wall. Now to McGee. Refeeds Wall. Tyler to the line. Penetrates in the lane. One pump. Flipped it up. Low on the left. Yes, sir.
Good finish and good response here by Wisconsin. Making it a seven-point game.
Yeah, right at Zach Edey there. 32-25 Purdue. 5:25 left in the half. Braden Smith off the high screen. Now working around a Edey screen.
Yeah, that's the other way. Absolutely. Kamari McGee, great defense.
Illegal.
He fought over the screen the entire time. And that's what I was talking about earlier in the game, Matt, as far as having those guards fight over the top. When you do that and there's contact with the big, it's going to go the other way.
On Zach Edey, his first. Here's Wall as the Badgers with a chance to chop into this deficit even more. Wall at the top, hands off to Storr around a Wall screen. Storr, mid-range, left of the lane, back rim no good. Rebound Edey for Purdue. Sends it out to Braden Smith, left sideline of the front court. 7-point lead for the Boilermakers, 5 minutes left in the half. 15-footer Smith, good on the left wing. Smith with 7, 34-25 Purdue.
Just that shot from AJ is not what you needed, because then it comes down and Purdue's able to bang it. Now it's 9.
There's Tyler Wall, low on the left against Edey. Whips it back out to Hepburn, high on the left. Hepburn around a high screen from Winter. Chucky right side, darts at the wall. Tyler in the lane. He got hip check, throws it up and made the shot, but the foul is before the shot as they're going to get the second foul on Zach Edey.
But what Tyler Wall did there, we know Zach Edey has the height advantage, and Tyler Wall, not the three-point shooter, but he caught it on the catch and went right away, which is always tough to guard in general, and then Zach couldn't move his feet quick enough. Tyler's on the side of him, and now Zach Edey's got two fouls.
Blackwell will come in for Storr. Wall waits to shoot the free throws. 65.5% free throw shooter. Kaufman Wren checking back in for the Boilermakers. He'll come in for Edey, who sits with that second foul. 34-25 Purdue, 4:36 left in the first half. Wall with 6 points and three rebounds. And the front end is good. One more coming for Tyler Wall.
Good response here again by Wisconsin. Now, 4:36 left. Can you get this thing to a three-point game, five-point game? Can you keep it to, you know, what you've done? You've done a good job of working your way back to this.
Winter outs. Chris Hodges back in. Winter and Crowell both with two fouls, both on the bench. Second free throw for Wall is around and out, no good. Mason Gillis the rebound. 34-26 the Boilermakers. 4.5 minutes left till halftime. Braden Smith walks it through the center circle. McGee defending. Kaufman Wren ready to set the screen. McGee trying to fight over it. Open is Smith. Left elbow jumper. Clip the front rim. No good. Blackwell the rebound. And the freshman brings it to the front court for Wisconsin. Bounce past the Wall. Left wing against Mason Gillis. Wall starts to back. Left of the lane. Kaufman Wren the second defender. And in a pass intended for Hepburn. Stolen away by Colvin. Turnover Wisconsin. Smith feeding Lawyer. Steps into a three. Left side good. And a foul. Kamari McGee called for the foul. 4-point chance for the Purdue Boilermakers. It turns just like that. And we hit the under four media timeout. 3:59 left in the first half. Purdue 37, Wisconsin 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Well, Purdue enters today's play, the best three-point shooting team in the country. It's 3 of 6 so far, and Fletcher Lawyer hitting a three off a turnover a moment ago. Fouled in the process, 3:59 left in the first half. Purdue 37, Wisconsin 26.
And they've done a good job of cutting into that lead, and I just had said, hey, can you get this to 3 to 5 going in the half? You'd feel really good. And turnover, three, and a chance for an and one.
And a couple minutes ago, the Badgers had gotten to within 7. But just 2 turnovers for Wisconsin. And that Lawyer 3, the first time they've cashed in. But again, this is a Purdue offense that averages in the mid-80s per game. And you give them an opening, and they will take it. You just have that inside-out balance. Like Greg Gard, again, in the pregame, talking with him about the, you know, how offenses have really jumped offensive productivity in college basketball. And you're saying, you know, Purdue was maybe a couple of 3 years ahead of the field and just tweaking some things, what they're doing. Now, it doesn't hurt when you have a guy like Zach Edey.
But I think you
still need other guys, and Matt Painter has a lot of other guys right now who are helping.
When you look at Lance Jones, just his addition, what he done already, 8 points. You know, Zach Edey was 11, but you mentioned it, Fletcher Lawyer, and what he's done. 11 points so far, 4 of 4 from the floor. He just impacts the game without having all the conversation be about him.
Yeah, you're right. And he hits the free throw. He has 12 first-half points, 38-26 Purdue with 3:55 left in the half. McGee throwing to Marcus Ilver back in there for Wisconsin. Hepburn left corner with a shot fake. Now he snaps off a three. Off the rim, no good. Hodges unable to control the rebound. It goes out of bounds to Purdue.
And Chuck, you shoot the first one. Mm-hmm. He had it. Little shot fake. That's where you got to be shot ready and put that thing in.
Store in for McGee. Wall subs in for Chris Hodges.
Some good minutes by Chris Hodges.
Yeah, it's a big ask coming
in
here
against
Purdue.
Right? Yeah. He's only played in 8 games this year. Mm-hmm.
In there with Crowell and Nolan Winter dealing with foul issues, both with 2 here in the first half. Fletcher Lawyer outside left being hounded by Blackwell. Now Smith loops it to Kaufman Wren, left of the lane. Backs on Wall. Spin move up and in with the right hand. First points for Trey Kaufman Wren, 40-26 Purdue. 3:22 left in the half. Hepburn on the drive left of the lane. Tripped up. Nope. Tripped himself. And it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Purdue. Third turnover for Wisconsin. And Brayden Smith will bring it up for the Boilermakers. The sophomore out of Westfield, Indiana. Averaging 7 assists per game. He's a 45% three-point shooter. His pass goes behind Gillis, runs it down at half court. Feeds Lawyer high on the right. Lawyer with a throw to Smith. Turns it Kaufman Wren, 7 to shoot. Now Smith, baseline left, 15-footer, short, rebound Wall. 2:50 left in half, and now Smith comes up limping at the other end. Chucky Hepburn feeds Blackwell. Now A.J. Store play is stopped, and now grabbing his right ankle, oh my goodness, is Braden Smith of Purdue. Greg Gard over there to check on him because Smith is down right in front of the Wisconsin bench. And this place, which can get as loud as any venue you'll find in college basketball, gets very, very quiet. Now Smith being helped up by 2 of his teammates and putting very little weight on that right foot. Man, I don't care who you're a fan of. You just hate to see that. Hate it.
You hate it any time of year, but
it hits home for you, brother.
way too much. Way too much, because you just you work all year long for those opportunities to be in March, and you look at this team, for Purdue, like, you just hope he's all right.
Smith going back to the locker room area. Tyler Wall, no pass, dug out by Storr, tries a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound batted around. Kaufman Wren has it, leaning out of bounds. Got the pass away to Fletcher Lawyer. 2:30 left in the half, 40-26 Purdue. Lance Jones out high. Jones throwing to Kaufman Wren, right of the circle. A handoff to Lawyer, fakes the three. Good defense for Blackwell. Knocked it loose. Picked up by Storr. A.J. behind the back on the dribble. Down the lane. Tough shot in traffic. No good. Rebound battled for. Kaufman Wren has it. Throws it out the half court. Grabbed by Wall. Feeds Blackwell. Blackwell dribbles off the right wing. In the lane. Pushed off. Got away with it. And the jumper is good for John Blackwell. Badgers within 12.
But that started with John's defense. Yeah, he got away with an offensive foul. There's no question about it. But when you play physical like John, I love this kid.
Oh, for sure. Like,
I mean, man, that's a foul on Marcus Ilver.
Yeah, Ilver on the tackle there of Lance Jones at the free throw line. It's 40-28 Purdue with a minute 44 left in the first half. I was talking with Greg Gard again, Butchie, in the pregame about Blackwell. You hear coaches say all the time that after a while a freshman becomes a sophomore. I think Blackwell became a sophomore pretty early. Now, yes, there have been freshman moments or freshman stretches, but he said it many times, for a first-year guy, he plays like a veteran, doesn't he?
No, there's no question about it. You look at the freshman team, all freshman team, Big Ten, obviously, he'll be on it. Max Christie will be on it. Owen Freeman will be on it, who will probably win it.
Yes.
But as far as what John Blackwell has done this year as a freshman, remarkable.
Yep. Camden Heidi in for Miles Colvin. Lance Jones hitting the first free throw. 41-28 Purdue. Now Braden Smith makes his way back onto the floor in the bench area. You heard the reaction perhaps in the background. Both free throws are good. 42-28 Purdue with a minute 40 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn throwing to Marcus Ilver. They have been trying to find a way to get Ilver going. They know he can help them offensively. Here's Blackwell, baseline left. Pushed it up and in, and one. Blackwell with the strong take. Gets the bucket. He'll go to the free throw line.
And what is he doing to be able to score the basketball? It's a catch and go, catch and go, catch and go. We said that with Kamari McGee last game against Rutgers. He caught it and went. When Wisconsin guards catch that on a swing and go, they're hard to guard. If they sit and wait, the defense shifts, and now all of a sudden, you drive and there's a lot more bodies.
Kaufman ran the third foul there. He checks out. Blackwell connects on the free throw. 42-31 Purdue, a minute 25 left in the half. Caleb first outside left against Tyler Wall. Bounce pass to Mason Gillis. Feeds Heidi high on the right. Now first up top. A hand off to Fletcher Lawyer. Hooks it back to Gillis. Turns it to Jones. Tries a three left side. Off the rim, no good. Ilver the rebound for Wisconsin. Gets it ahead to Tyler Wall. And the senior, the grad student out of Lakeville, Minnesota, to the front court. Hepburn throws to Wall. Whips it inside. Ilver catches low on the right. Layup good. Ilver from Wall.
It's amazing when that ball pops, Matt. Like, it's like, boom, quick decisions.
42-33 Purdue. Timeout Matt Painter taking the use it or lose it with 47.1 left of the first half as the Badgers have it back to single digits within nine.
Man, when I say the ball pops, it was a quick ball screen action. Caught it, swung it to Chucky Hepburn. Ball screen was quick as well. Now all of a sudden it was a quick reversal to the top. Tyler Wall had the ball. Because there was such quick action on the other side, the roll was wide open because the defense couldn't shift to where they needed to shift to, wide open lip. Now, what happens at times with the Wisconsin offense is the big holds it in the on the top of the key way too long. Got to make quicker decisions. Tyler Wall does that and results in a layup.
And for long stretches of this season, the ball was popping.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I guess I'm so vocal right now the last week and a half with this team, because we've seen them do it. It'd be different if they haven't done it, but they've done it.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 47.1 left in the first half, 42-33. Purdue and Braden Smith back in there for the Boilermakers.
Which is good to see.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not good for the Big Ten as far as if you're trying to win a Big Ten championship. But healthy-wise, you want them on the floor.
Caleb first up top. Hands off to Fletcher Lawyer. Lawyer goes inside first, wide open. He got Store up, and now he flies by. Easy money bucket for Caleb first. 44-33, Purdue. 25 seconds left in the half.
And a hold for one. 22.1 on the clock, 21 on the clock, so only 0.8 difference. Hold for one if you're Wisconsin.
Tyler Wall sets the table. 15 seconds left in the half. Wall at the edge of the center circle, uncontested on the dribble. 10 seconds left in the half. Wall kills the dribble and bounce pass to no one. Turnover, Wisconsin. Lance Jones, half court heave off the glass and rim, no good. And the first half has come to an end. Ooh, almost a disastrous ending of the half for Wisconsin. Well, the Badgers with two of their bigs, Steven Crow, Nolan Winter, with limited minutes because of foul trouble. And the Boilermakers go into the locker room with an 11-point lead. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Our score at the half, Purdue 44, Wisconsin 33. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
At the half in West Lafayette, the Purdue Boilermakers shooting better than 53% from the field, leading Wisconsin 44-33. Already three Boilers in double digits. Fletcher Lawyer with 12. Zach Edey with 11 points and 8 rebounds. Lance Jones has 10. 7 for Braden Smith. 2 apiece for Caleb First and Trey Kaufman Wren. A.J. Storr with 13 for Wisconsin. Tyler Wall with 7. John Blackwell with 6. Max Klesman with 3. Chucky Hepburn with 2. Purdue 44, Wisconsin 33 at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
44-33, Purdue leads Wisconsin at the half. Stephen Crowell, 8.5 minutes of playing time with the two fouls, did not attempt a shot in the first half. Nolan Winter, two fouls, just 5 minutes. So they've had to turn to Chris Hodges a couple of different times in this first half. It's a tough fight, Butchie, when you got Zach Edey and your two bigs have to sit for a lot of the second half. It's hard enough when they're on the floor. It's pretty crazy tough when they're not.
Well, and when you look at it, only down 11 with all that against you. You got to feel halfway decent. Now, a couple of turnovers down there, down the stretch of this first half kind of changes things. Otherwise, I think you could have got it in single digits and given yourself a little bit better of a chance. That being said, though, it's all about starting this thing off in the second half off with a lot of energy. See if you can cut into this thing, move the ball. You're going to have to make some threes. You're 2 of 13.
Yeah, and it's been an area, as we've talked about quite a bit over these last 10 games, just 31% from the arc. Should also mention Max Klezmann. Now, he's questionable anyway, but he also dealt with two fouls. He played but 5 minutes in the first half, and Kamari McGee about 5.5. So they've had a few things working against him, but as Butchie said, at least the Badgers are within striking distance. Work to do. But still trying to stay in this fight. 44-33, the Boilermakers leading at the half. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Trusted by car enthusiasts and professionals alike, Gunk Engine Degreaser is a highly effective automotive cleaning solution designed specifically to eliminate grease, grime, and oil deposits from your vehicle's engine. Gunk not only promotes optimal engine performance, but extends the lifespan of your vehicle's components as well. For performance you can rely on, ask for Gunk Engine Degreaser. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wisconsin 33 at the half. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Getting in the final 4.5 minutes in Ann Arbor. And Nebraska's just having its way at Michigan. 83-64. Keisei Tomenaga is putting on a show. He has 30 points. He is one of four Huskers in double figures. So what a season it is here so far for Fred Hoiberg's group. I mean, they've had a lot of turnover. They were into the transfer portal before it really became a thing. But he has a lot of really good pieces right now. And I know their road record is what it is, but of course you have him in right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. He's in. And again, the big road wins that they've got, they won at Indiana. That's another one. So they've got a couple of the road wins down the stretch here that really helped solidify them for sure.
Another team trying to enhance its resume and has an opportunity tonight is Iowa. Yeah. Home for
Iowa's the
Illinois.
Biggest one. I mean, they're the bubble team. And when you look at whatever everybody else is, you know, in and what they're looking at, Iowa's the one that needs to get some work there. And against Illinois, that would be a huge win.
All right, our score at the half, Purdue 44, Wisconsin 33. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time to check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Boilermakers 15 of 28 from the field, 3 of 7 from the arc, and 11 of 14 at the foul line. The Badgers just 12 of 33 from the floor, and a dismal 2 of 13 from the arc, 7 of 9 at the foul line. Purdue a plus 4 on the glass. Second chance points, though, favor Wisconsin 11 to 5. Paint points to Purdue 20 to 16. Points off turnovers even at 4. 5 assists, 4 turnovers for Wisconsin. 10 dimes, 5 turnovers for the Purdue Boilermakers. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Purdue 44, Wisconsin 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We get ready for the second half at sold out Mackey Arena. Purdue 44, Wisconsin 33. And we'll see, if, especially in these early minutes, Brian, if Wisconsin could get back into this game. Got to within 7 at one point at 32-25. And then just like that, Purdue popped it back to double figures.
And it's going to come down to simply at some point string together a couple of stops. You've got your bigs back in play. Don't pick up some cheap fouls. And then offensively, getting Zach Edey in some action.
Purdue fans have had nervous moments in the first half. Zach Edey came up gimpy for a time. Braden Smith as well. Both have returned. Not a lot of load management that goes on in college basketball. So you figure, like, when in doubt, keep them out. Nope. It's not wired that way.
No. And I love it.
Yep. Badgers come out with their original starting five. That's Hepburn, Klesmet, Wall, Storr, and Stephen Crowell. Crowell and Klesmet with two fouls. And the original starting five for the Boilermakers. There's a couple of the Purdue players get involved in the little dance move that I know Butchie does a lot, you know, to this tune every time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm dancing like you can't believe right now.
You are. You really are.
I'm not a part. Nobody wants to see me dance.
Take that visual with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. No.
Badgers move to our right to the second half. We're underway. Hepburn gets a high screen from Crowell. Chucky works right side against Gillis. Throws the wall back out to Hepburn between the circles. He'll survey the floor. Goes inside. Crowell catches up right hand. Back rim. No. Rebound. The follow from Tyler Wall.
Great start for Wisconsin. Yes.
And get it to single digits. Opening minute second half. 44-35. Purdue. Wall with 9 here this afternoon. Braden Smith, left-hand toss, Gillis tries a 3 straight on, straight in. He's a 49% shooter from distance. His first points of the game.
That play was all set up by Fletcher Moyer.
47-35, the Boilermakers early on second half. Wall throws to Klesmet, high on the left. Max looking inside, Crowell not available. Now Wall gives it up to Storr at the top. A.J. to the line. Stops right lane line. Flips over Edey. In and out, no good. Rebound, Lawyer of Purdue. Braden Smith brings it up for the Boilermakers, leading 47-35. A minute gone, second half. Smith left of the circle, feeds Lance Jones. Jones shovels it into Edey. Off the right block, out the Lawyer. Two-man game. Edey catches again. Up right hand, around the rim and out, no good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by, second half. 12-point lead, Purdue. Crowell throwing to Klesmet at the right point. Max left-hand dribble, leads it for Wall. A toss for Hepburn, shakes on the right wing, whips it into Wall. Low on the right against Edey. Wall at the block, backing, pivots. One pump, two pumps, up left-hand and in. Tyler Wall over Edey.
And he did a really good job in game one when they played each other as well. Just taking his time down there.
47-37 Purdue. Yeah, well, at 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in that first game against Purdue. Gillis goes into Edie, mid-post left, moving in on Crowell, left shoulder turn, knocked away by Max Klesmit, who gets the steal. Turnover Purdue, Badgers down 10 with the ball. Klesmit slipped it into Crowell, low on the left, lost it as he was going up as Edie closed, and Stevie just lost the handle. Turnover against Wisconsin. So they trade the miscues. 47-37 Purdue, 2:08 into the second half.
And those are ones you got to capitalize on. When you do get a turnover by Purdue, got to find a way to get the, find a way to score that ball somehow.
5 turnovers for Wisconsin, 6 for the Boilermakers. Braden Smith against Chucky Hepburn. At half court, high screen Edie. Chucky working over it. Smith right lane line. Bounce pass Edie. Goes up right hand. Good. Playing through the contact. And Edie has 13.
Yeah, playing through the contact is right. Probably should have been the third on Steven Crawler.
Yeah, probably should have been an and one. 49-37 Purdue. Here's A.J. Storr on the left side. Off the wall screen. Foul line jumper for Storr is good. And he has 15.
And that's what they can do. Now they're putting Zach Edie, who's guarding it, and Tyler Wall is on him. But Tyler's going to screen and they're getting that 50-foot jumper.
49-39 Purdue. About 3 minutes into the second half. Here's Smith, and he lobs it, throws it away. It's picked off by Max Klesmit. Max, a little 2-on-2, and the paint goes up, and then a foul before the shot. As this is assessed to Lawyer, and that'll be his second. Badgers down 10, a little more than 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound it. Toss it out to Storr. Up top, feeds Klesmit to the line. Max in the lane. And Edie was able to cut him off. They get it out of there to Hepburn. Chucky high on the left, gives it up to Crowell, top of the circle. One dribble, and he throws it away. Wanted Wall inside, and it sails over his outstretched hands. It's like a hot potato to Stevie these last couple of possessions.
Yeah, and again, a couple of turns. You're getting opportunities. Those are the ones, if you're going to come back, you got to score on those.
Yeah, Purdue has started to swing that door open. Here's Edie. Right foul line extended. Hands off the Lawyer. Lawyer goes into Edie, and he got fouled by Tyler Wall. And Tyler took one to the face.
He took
as
the
well.
Worst of it, but
did.
What Zach does so good, Zach Edie, that is when he posts with his elbows nice and wide. And because of that, and being 7'4, when you're posting with your elbows, those are right by the guy's faces.
Uh-huh.
And so now it says not an offensive foul on you, and it's usually a foul on somebody else because they don't want an elbow in the face. I never did.
No, it doesn't sound
like
a
I don't have a pretty
thing.
Face, so yeah. I probably should have taken more elbows to the face, but.
Here's Braden Smith, open for three, right side, hits the back rim, no good, rebound Tyler Wall.
I noticed how you didn't say, no, you got a good looking face.
Wheels were turning.
I noticed how you didn't like say, no, you're wrong.
You're
kind of agreed without saying anything. Thank you.
So pretty.
Hey, by the way, happy belated birthday there, old man.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it. Here's Tyler Wall, low on the right, layup good.
And I was not the one to say happy 90th birthday to you. That was not me.
Yeah, I don't want to name names, but he's a pretty good dunker. I'll leave it at that. 49-41 Purdue. About 4 minutes gone, second half. Braden Smith working off a couple of screens. Low on the right into Edie, and the paint goes up. Got it, count it, had a foul.
And that foul's on Steven Crawley. And Steve just got caught in no man's land.
Yep. And that's 3 on Crowell, and we have the under-16 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:47 remaining. Purdue 51, Wisconsin 41. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what